In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as you've been hearing, one person has died after a small aircraft crashed near Tramore in County Waterford yesterday. A Garda spokesperson said the victim was the sole occupant of that light aircraft. The Irish Aviation Authority said they were aware of the accident and that the Air Accident Investigation Unit of the Department of Transport was investigating the relevant emergency services. So what caused the crash? I'm joined on the line by Kevin Byrne, Lieutenant Colonel retired and Airport Safety and Security Auditor. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, what kind of an aircraft was it? We're told it's a light aircraft that can be of varying size.
Yeah, it was called a Vulcanair P-68C. This is an aircraft that used to be called a Partenavia, but they changed the company names. First flew in 1970. They've made about 450 of them, and they're still on sale. It's a light aircraft, as you say. It's about 12 metres across in terms of wingspan. It's about 9 metres or so long. It's a six-seater. It has two 200-horsepower engines, which are quite reliable. And I was just looking at the manual, and it says it's a benign, docile and stable aircraft in the whole flight envelope with superior flight qualities. So it's quite a good aircraft. I've seen it in Australia, North America, a bit different parts of Europe, and, of course, here in Ireland. So it's common enough from that point of view.
What would be its range, typically, if it had a full load of fuel?
I was astounded to find it's over 1,000 miles, Pat. I thought it would have to stop en route going to France, but it could actually fly from Sligo to the south of France non-stop, and that might have been the case yesterday. I just happened to pass by Weston Airport near me in North Kildare about 2 hours before the accident and noted the weather. It was what we call cavoquet, that's ceiling and visibility unlimited. In other words, it was a clear blue sky. There was no wind, which is quite unusual for Ireland, and you could see as far as you wanted. It was a fantastically, perfectly good day. So I assume the pilot climbed to 6,000 or 8,000 feet in this aircraft, and he must have had a serious problem to turn back, having headed out over the sea to go to, you know, across England and so forth. And I'm not sure of the nature of that problem.
So that would be the typical altitude for an aircraft like this, 6,000 to 8,000. So no pressurization needed,
normal
breathing.
No, and the aircraft itself would have been equipped with a good avionics suite and an autopilot, by both fitted by Garmin. And would you believe they sell this aircraft on a natural life of 21,550 flying hours because it's made from aluminium. That's an awfully long life for an aircraft of its type. So it'll be a very safe and reliable aircraft. Its final approach speed, Pat, is only 75 knots with full flap. And they can land in a distance of about 700 feet. That is a short landing by any standards. So it's a tragedy that the aircraft should hit the ground within sight of Waterford Airport, which appears to be the case from yesterday.
Given that he was heading back towards Waterford Airport, hopefully to make a safe landing there.
Yes.
It would appear that he just didn't have the juice. He didn't have power in his engines to get him there, because obviously an aircraft like this can glide a certain amount.
Absolutely. Yes, the aircraft would normally be stabilized. Even if you lost one engine, Pat, and turned around in that regard, the manual says you can actually climb on the remaining engine. You can do a very slow climb at 75 feet per minute, which is remarkably small. But it means it's got the power to weight ratio that'll keep you flying on the single engine. So not to make it back to the airport on a twin engine aircraft is very unusual, because, of course, this would be an experienced pilot. You move on from single engine flying to multi-engine flying as the career goes on, you know. So this was an experienced pilot. I'm not sure where the aircraft is registered, but then, you know, that doesn't make a difference at the moment. And the pilot would normally attempt to fly back. But to get within sight, this aircraft didn't collide with the ground, Pat, at 75 or 80 knots. It was a much more serious accident than that, because the damage of the aircraft indicates that it was a high-speed impact with the ground, which is unfortunate from that point of view.
That would suggest, if the high speed, I mean, you can actually get a bit of elevation if you've got speed.
Yeah.
So it's not an aircraft that stalled, which would drop like a stone. It's an aircraft that plowed literally into the ground.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It looks like that. I've only seen 2 photographs of the accident site, but I have every faith, of course, as I've had before, in the Air Accident Investigation Unit. They sent down 4 inspectors. One will be the officer in charge in that regard. There's uncanny parallels, though, Pat, with an accident that happened in September 2021, which I just remembered and looked up last night. This was exactly the same type of aircraft, a P-68C. It had an accident in Carnsore Point in Wexford, around the corner, as it were, from this one. It was an aircraft on a marine wildlife survey, and the right engine stopped. 4 people on board, 1 pilot and three other wildlife surveyors, as it were. It lost the left engine, and then it lost the right engine, and a forced landing was made onto the rocky beach, as it were. And there were 4 injuries, 2 serious, and they were taken off to hospital. But the cause of that was interruptions to the fuel supply of both engines, because the aircraft only had 1/4 of a tank. Now, that may or may not be the case at all with the current one.
You may remember we were talking recently about the U.S. Air Force plane that suffered from dirty fuel. And
indeed,
this was the suspicion anyway. And it was the pilot survived, but the aircraft was destroyed.
Indeed, that was off a naval ship in the Mediterranean, I think. But from the point of view of investigating, there's a whole host of things that the inspectors will do today. The poor unfortunate pilot will be taken away to the hospital and his remains checked in a post-mortem examination. And they will have taken pictures and sketches and used drones to take the site of the accident. So they will have a full picture of the impact damage and that kind of thing. And then, of course, they will be looking for the maintenance records and the records of the conversation between air traffic control and the pilots, and it'll be a very thorough investigation. I'd expect a report within 30 days initially, just the first report, and then perhaps within the year we'd have a final report on this. The complication is, in this case, Pat, that we don't have, I don't think, a cockpit voice recorder or a flight data recorder, because the aircraft is small. It's not a commercial aircraft, so it's not required. That doesn't help the matter, but it won't stop them getting to the solution of the investigation.
Now, you mentioned its long life, so many 22,000 flying hours.
Yeah.
Do we know the actual age of this particular aircraft? I mean, you say they've been making them since the 1970s.
Yes.
We're a long way past that. But that doesn't mean it can't have a long and viable life with updates. And you mentioned the avionics could be modern.
Yes, yeah.
Equally, the avionics could be ancient. Do you know? It depends.
Could, but indeed. But I don't have the actual registration of the aircraft. I suspect it's French registered, but don't know. I couldn't get the detail out last night. But the point is, there's a huge amount of requirement done to be recorded as regards maintenance. And once you maintain the aircraft to the same standard, it doesn't matter whether it's commercial or private, it can be flown safely and in all conditions. You know, the weather was not a factor, as we mentioned, and the maintenance records will prove, was there any problem with the aircraft. Mm. They'll be checking the fuel uplift from Sligo, if that's where the aircraft was fueled, and there'll be a whole investigation made. With the aircraft engines, the wreckage will be taken, I think, to Gormanston in County Meath, which was a former Air Corps base, now run military army, and they will have hangar, and they'll be doing a full analysis of the equipment on board the aircraft, the running of the engines, and all that kind of thing. It'll be very thorough and can be, you know, assessed such that they will come to a recommendation and a finding, so to speak.
A final point, Kevin, you mentioned the weather. I mean, infinite visibility, no major wind. In situations like that, you get what's called a temperature inversion, where, you know, it's the days when if you burn turf or burn coal, it'll just sit on you. It won't go anywhere.
That is true, yes.
Are there any hazards to that temperature inversion kind of situation in flying?
can be. If you're coming into land with an aircraft, you're always advised to use a thing called carburetor heat if the engines are fitted with carburetors. I suspect these ones were fitted with fuel injectors, so the problem doesn't arise, but you have to be sure that you don't get icing. And many of the private light aircraft, we've had icing as a problem because the when you descend quickly, the actual fuel freezes in the supply system to the engine, and you have a perfectly running engine which can't fuel supply. That will be looked at very quickly. The trouble with that is, of course, if the ice melts, you don't get the information that you want. So there'll be a very careful record made as to whether the aircraft engines were running properly at a particular speed. Piston engines are the problem there. It doesn't happen with jets turbines to a large extent, but it's a problem to look at, and they would come to a conclusion quite quickly. I'm pretty sure about that, Pat.
Kevin Byrne, Lieutenant Colonel retired and Airport Safety and Security Officer. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.